When the night has come and the land is dark, all the moon is the only light we'll see. Well, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me, yeah. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me.
Well, welcome to the African American Talk Radio Show on this Monday. Wow, we've got a good one for you tonight. Been a series of events going on around the country. We've got some dynamic guests today. Oh my God, it's been tremendous. We've been on the road celebrating birthday also this week. My co-host Sonia Bishop won't be with us tonight due to family business. We're going to miss Sonia tonight, but we're going to have two dynamic guests. And then by popular demand, I guess the ladies in the past few weeks enjoyed the tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, and so we're going to have that also going tonight. Again, we're just glad to have you on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. November the 11th is the expansion of satellite radio, so we're looking forward to just taking the globe by storm. I know we've got something good coming from Julian Hyshaw. Boy, it's going to be tremendous. And we're going to have our money man, well, the guy that's been responsible for most of the purchasing of the stations as radio, television, and a ton of great streaming services that will be launching November the 11th on the Truth Network. So we just thank you for being a part of tonight's segment of the African American Talk Radio Show. We're going to be right back in just a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every Dot Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every Dot Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. Before I bring our very special guest, let me bring a guy who's been instrumental in so many things. And he's not only been great in introducing us and us introducing him to some powerful people as vice versa, but he's been instrumental. He's got a new show coming on the network, on the satellite, November the 11th, globally launching on 88.1 Truth Satellite Radio. We call him Doc Reardon, the money, show me the money man. Doc Reardon, are you with us on the African American Talk Radio Show?
Yes, I am, Bishop. How you doing tonight, sir?
Man, I'm so glad to have you. You know what I call you, Doc. You're my brother by another mother, man. we were in production today, and we're talking and excited about what you're bringing to the satellite radio show. The young lady, and I wanted to do this, give you a minute, because I wanted to bring you, but Sonia's not here tonight. Normally, Sonia would be introducing our next guest, but I want you to do it. When we come back after this next break, I want you to introduce our guest tonight. And you introduced her to me, and we're introducing her to a global audience tonight on the Truth Network. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. We'll be right back in a minute, and it'll be in the hands of Doc. Show me the money, Rhythm.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare lines called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
I'm James Reedham, and I get calls to help businesses and some of the largest organizations around the globe to access grants and other money that most people don't know that they're eligible to receive. That's why I want you to listen to my weekly show, Show Me the Money, on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. I can show you how to access creative funds for your 501c3s and for your international businesses, and so much more. Please catch me again on 88.1 The Truth, streaming on satellite radio on 881thetruth.com. Please remember, that's 881thetruth.com. Show me the money. Doc Reedham, we will be there for you.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We've just had a dynamic interview with three generations of Cunninghams, DC3, the pride of St. Louis, fighting out of Las Vegas. Keep him in your prayers. You're going to be hearing a lot from this young man. Doc Reardon, you're going to be my Sonia Bishop tonight. You're my co-host for a minute. Why don't you take over and introduce this extraordinary young lady to our Truth audience and to the African American Talk Radio Show family.
I'll do that for you, Bishop. Jillian Henshaw is an accomplished individual. She's come from the works. She's an accomplished attorney, and she has worked for the United States Department of Agriculture. She started out helping the farmers in the South who were being used and abused by the system. Most of these people that she helped, they were dying, and their families was left without anyone to turn to. But she started her own organization called FARM, which was dealing with farmers in the southeastern part of the United States. Jillian has also worked in the group in Wyoming. She is not only an accomplished person, she cares about people. And what I would like to tell anybody who's out there and the listening audience, is if they need somebody to just listen to them and chart them in the right direction, I would call Jillian Hinshaw. She's not only a sister of ours, she's an accomplished person who wants to help. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you listen to her and call her if you need her assistance.
Jillian, welcome to the African American Talk Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have been waiting to have you on, man. The lines are lit up tonight. We are honored and blessed to be able to have you with us tonight. And I want to just give you these next few minutes to be your global platform to kind of tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, what your future goals are, and how you can be an impact on the African-American community.
Right. So I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and I got my biology degree from Tuskegee, and then I finished up at Law School, University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and then I stayed and also got a legal master's in agricultural law. So after I finished law school around 06, I moved home and I worked for the Missouri Department of Conservation, and I started an environmental education program for inner city African-American males in my old neighborhood, and it focused on teaching them about ecology, and we also worked with black farmers in Kansas. And after 2 years, we switched it up, and we focused on green job training of ex-felons, and we converted a vacant lot into a urban tree nursery and garden. And since relocating, or moving rather, from Kansas City in 2010, the Kansas City Parks Department adopted the program model, so it's still moving forward. And from there, I moved to Washington, D.C., and I worked for U.S. Department of Ag and Civil Rights for a year. And then I accepted a temporary job working on the Keith Siegel case, which was a class action that was filed in 2000 by Native American farmers regarding the discrimination of USDA. And also Pickford is the black farmers lawsuit, followed by Garcia, which is Latino farmers, and In Love, which was the women farmers. But just working both federal, I also clerked for EPA in 2004 in D.C., so working for state, federal, and then also I worked for a nonprofit in Kansas City on water quality. I just wanted to do something kind of independent, and I started farms about 4 or 5 years ago, and we provide primarily two different programs. One is legal and technical services to farmers of color, because we lose 30,000 acres of land ownership per year, and that's primarily due to not only discrimination, but lack of estate planning, tax liens, foreclosure, predatory lending, but a new reason is also Medicaid liens. Now, I've been seeing a lot of cases where when the farmer goes into the nursing home, he or she may be a widow, and the kids really don't know what to do. They go into the nursing home, and then after the person passes away, the nursing home, if there's an outstanding bill, can put a lien not only on your farm, but also on your house. So if you own a home even, the nursing home can put a lien on the home. And if you have equity of $560,000 plus, then that's where the threshold stops, and if it's over that amount, then legally the nursing home can force the sale, and they'll of course recoup their proceeds from the outstanding debt, and then you know the rest will be devised among the heirs once all of the bills have been paid. And so, not a lot of people.
Kim, do you mind me? Can I just pause you for just a minute? If you say
sure.
that we lose 30,000 acres because of not knowing injustice, et cetera, wow, you just said something about nursing homes. Could you tend to just back up just a little bit? I know these lines are lit up, and I know they're listening global, but you just dropped a mouthful on African American Talk Radio show listeners. Can you just back up just a little bit about how we lose these things again and kind of emphasize the 3 points you just made, nursing
right.
home? Yeah.
Right. I mean, some of these issues, you know, are scratching the surface on the show Queen Sugar, but I was at the Black Caucus the week before last, and I had told the panel these issues, and one of them, one of the panel panelists was Miss Gardner, who plays Charlie on the Queen Sugar show. And so, you know, a lot of people don't realize the magnitude of the various problems that a lot of the Black farmers are going through. And so it's not only the nursing home, but of course it's just, you know, old fashioned discrimination. I mean, I have a farmer, you know, right now that, you know, their white landowner poisoned their cattle in Alabama. I mean, I have farmers calling me at 6 a.m. crying. And my farmers are, the average age is 80, and so we're not dealing with young people here. In the early 1900s, you know, Blacks owned upwards to 19 million acres, but now we own less than a million.
Wait
and
a
so,
minute.
You know,
wait,
this is.
Wait, I'm not. Wait a minute. Say that again, and I don't mean to sound redundant or anything. These points are just mind boggling. Give those figures again.
Yeah, and so in the early 1900s, we owned 19 million acres, but according to the USDA 2012 census, we own less than a million. Now, the new USDA census will be released later this year, early next year, and, you know, just based on what I'm seeing, I work in 7 states, you know, that's going to be even lower. And according to the census from 2012, the most growth was in Mississippi and eastern Texas. And so there was some growth there. The largest population of Black farmers, of course, is in Mississippi. So this is where you see cases like Beckett. Now, I want to focus on the Beckett case, which happened in the early 1990s. There was a real estate agent. And this happened in Jasper County, South Carolina. And there was a real estate agent that went into a nursing home, told Miss Frances Beckett that she was signing a life insurance policy when really she was signing away her deed rights. Now, this woman had terminal cancer. She only had 3 months to live. And she gave this woman $750. And that share was worth $4,600. Now, she did this with 6 other people and bought their share, totaling $6,600 that she divvied out to these people. But their shares were worth near $56,000. Now, this happens all of the time. And this is what's called a court partition sale. So this real estate agent, basically, when you die without a will, and 68% of Black people right now don't have a will. I mean, that's just the reality. So when you die without a will and the state takes over your distribution, then basically you have two parents. They own a 100-acre tract of land. There's 50 heirs. Well, the 100-acre tract of land, there's 10 kids. And then after 5 generations, there's 50 heirs. If one of them sells to a third party, like this real estate agent, basically they become part of the family and they can force the sale of the remaining heirs in what's called a court partition sale. And that's what this woman did. Now, she forced the sale. It was a 335-acre tract. They divided it in two tracts, a 50-acre tract, a 280-acre tract. Her friend bought the 50-acre tract for $75,000, which at that time it was worth $200,000. And then the real estate agent bought the 285-acre tract for $146,000 when the worth was $1.7 million. Now,
right.
I just looked up sale 3 acres in 2017 is being sold for $155,000 right now. So if you multiply that, $285 acre track is now worth $44.1 million. And Jasper County is basically Hilton Head, South Carolina. Everybody knows where Hilton Head, South Carolina is. Prominent white golf course area. And they gave all of that land post-reconstructions to black people because guess what it was? Swamp land. They didn't want it. So they just gave it. They just gave it, and it was swamp land. But during the early 1990s, late 1980s, they realized, hey, you know, this land is worth something. And this is just one example. This is just one example of many cases. Now, the Uniform of Heirs Property Act is being allocated to kind of resolve these issues. It gives more of the heirs of these properties more protections. It was just introduced into Missouri this year, and it's already been adopted in 9 states. But this is a problem, and it's continuing. Now, going back to the nursing homes, you know, this opens it up wide open. It's not just, you know, my farmers that I'm dealing with, but, you know, it's people like you, it's people like my mother who own a home, and once, you know, I can't take care of her, put her in a long-term care facility. Once you qualify for Medicaid, that basically opens up your estate for Medicaid to come in and confiscate your assets if you owe an outstanding debt. And not many people realize that 30 out of the 50 states have laws on the books that if your parent dies in a nursing home and they have a child, that nursing home can sue you for that outstanding debt. There's a case in Pennsylvania where the son's mother died, left nearly a $98,000 bill. The nursing home sued under the state law in Pennsylvania, and the Court of Appeals upheld the lower court's decision, the circuit court's decision, and that son was required to pay that outstanding debt. And this is awesome. This is what I, you know, we
wow.
need to get our affairs in order. You can't just let, oh, you know, they'll figure it out. You know, example, you know, is Prince. You know, his estate is a mess because he died without a will. But you just don't need a will, you need a trust.
Wow. So you're just, you've got to come back, or we've got calls, etc. Doc Ridham was absolutely right when he said that we needed to have you on to introduce you to the global audience, and this is something that we really would love to put on satellite to help get the information. I call myself and my staff around the country up on some things. You have really opened our eyes to another dimension that African Americans have to endure every day. What is it if this is a perfect world and you could help fix some things tonight to help you to do some things, what would you need?
funding. I need donations to my nonprofit to continue my programming. Because right now our funds are low, and you know I can't provide programs like this without funding. So
right.
I definitely
so you
need
can't.
Funding, donations, and then I also need media exposure and support.
Man, so the cases, and a lot of times when these farmers are calling, weeping, they're 80 plus years old, they don't know what to do, they're calling on you for help, and you have the ability to help, or you can help. You're doing the very best you can with what you have, but if you had some funding and some other things behind, some of these things may have a different outcome. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I mean, right now, this is all I've been doing this pro bono, but I need funding to hire, you know, myself out, and then under the nonprofit, and then I need the two attorneys that have been volunteering with me the past 3 years. They need a salary. I mean, these things, you know, don't come cheap. And
no,
I'm not licensed in all of these states. You know, I'm not licensed in all of these states. And so I have a network of attorneys that can help me when they can, but, you know, they can't help me for free. So I need
sure.
to provide funding, you know, for them to offer low bono cost to the farmer.
Wow. Julian, hold on just a minute, please. This is Bishop Michael Bakes, a senior on the African American Talk radio show. It's mind-boggling what I just heard. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Bakes, Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. And what we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. You have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes, Sr. on the African American Talk radio show on the Truth Network. Julian, wow, words cannot express our gratitude for you to be with us tonight, but one of the God-given blessings of the network and the coming satellite radio station is to not just get information out, but to help us to come together to help one another as a people. And if there's a cause, you have just given us another one tonight. Want to ask you again, we'll be talking real soon to get you moving and help you do some things. If anybody needed to reach you tonight, and I mean tonight, how would they reach you?
Well, you can visit our website at 30,000acres.org. That's numbers, not words. Or you can also go to www.jillianhishaw.com, and that's JILLIANHISHAW. And you can also contact me at info at 30,000acres.org as well.
Wow. I'm normally never speechless. You have blown me out the water tonight with another major issue that we've talked and done some work with the George Washington Carver Institute. And we knew the dilemma that farmers were going through, but the way you presented it to our audience tonight is educational, but we don't want it to be entertaining to the ear. And we want to help do something. Julian, thank you for being with us tonight. We'll be talking real soon. Wow, that's all I can do is say thank you for being with us. I sincerely mean that. You've given us a cause to add to our listening audience, and I believe we're going to be able to help to do some things. Doc Ritter, man, I thank you so much for this introduction. She is everything that you said and more. One of the keys as I get ready to close here tonight is that we have to come together. We are better together. Not only are we better together, but truth crushed earth, again, will rise again. We are in a major crisis in our country, and it's going to take new ideas and new innovative ways for us to lean on one another and to depend on one another and to be a bridge over troubled waters for all of us. And we're no longer looking for the hookup. We're not even asking anybody for the hookup. We've got the greatest minds in the world, and we want to be able to supply intellectual capital as well as coming together and to be able to fund and pay for people like Doc Ritter and Julian Henshaw. And the list goes on and on. This is Bishop Michael Bake Sr. On the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. Well, we'll see you real soon. Keep us in your prayer.
Can't be found, lost or free, over troubled waters. I will lay me down, lost or free, over troubled waters. I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. When darkness comes, water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.